Oh, yeah. There are a lot more lies Christian singles believe than we talked about last week. So this week's subject? More lies Christian singles believe. Hey, this is Todd. Welcome back to the Thrive Singles Podcast.
Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive.
And welcome back to this week's edition of the Thrive Singles Podcast. Last week, I talked about three lies Christian singles believe. That's an important episode. If you missed it, be sure you go back and listen to that one. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that was just the tip of the iceberg. And since our actions spring from what we believe, it's extremely important to make sure that what we believe is true. So here are three more lies you, as a Christian single, need to stop believing. Lie number one. You have to get married to be happy and fulfilled. Like I pointed out last week, these lies can come from family, friends, and society. This one comes from those a lot of times, but I think this is the one we may be most likely to tell ourselves. When you feel lonely and needy, it's easy to think getting married will make it all better. The truth is, in my prolonged second singleness, I learned to be happy and fulfilled, and so can you. Life is more than marriage. It's learning, building, doing, experiencing, growing, and helping. Life is God, friends, and family. It's discovering your purpose, living it out in this world, and storing up treasures for the next. To define fulfillment and happiness so narrowly misses the point of the bulk of what life is. In a recent podcast, I defended marriage. Marriage done right is a wonderful thing. Marriage is the proper context for sex and child rearing. But marriage is not necessary to bring meaning, fulfillment, or happiness to life. You find those things as you live with purpose, love your God, and serve your fellow man. Marriage is optional. Another truth is that you need to be happy and fulfilled before you ever think about getting married. People who enter into marriage needy, unhappy, and unfulfilled, they'll very likely be just as needy, unhappy, and unfulfilled after they get married as they were before. Like I've stated many times before in many blog posts and podcast episodes, learning to thrive as a single person is its own reward. Plus, it gives you the best chance for a happy marriage. Another lie. All the good ones are taken. I wish I had a dollar for every time a single told me all the good ones are taken. I have to ask the obvious question. If all the good ones are taken, why are there so many very nice singles of both sexes telling me all the good ones are taken? The truth is that for every single person saying all the good ones are taken, there's a single person of the opposite sex saying exactly the same thing. So if you're asking that question, apparently either you're not looking in the right places, or you need to change your definition of what a, quote, good one, unquote, is. In fact, I believe you should spend a significant amount of time and effort defining what makes someone a, quote, good one, end quote. For more on that, see my post on ThriveSingles.com titled, Are They Marriage Material? Check your list. You see, you could be one of those people I spoke about last week who are too hung up on looks or money. You may be underappreciating some excellent prospects right under your nose because you have some twisted idea of what a good one is. Spend some time thinking about what really matters and what attributes lead to a happy marriage. Then spend your time developing those attributes in yourself and look for them in people you might want to go out with. After you properly define exactly what a good one is, put some thought into figuring out where you might meet that type of person. It could be that you've been looking for love in all the wrong places, and you wouldn't recognize it if you found it. If you properly define good one and look in the right places, you will come to realize all the good ones are not taken. I promise. The last lie I want to cover today is you need to live together first. The belief that you need to live together first to see if you want to marry someone has proliferated our culture. It's one of the dumbest things I have ever encountered. The truth is that living together first does not decrease your odds of divorce at all. In fact, it increases your odds of divorce, especially early in marriage. Furthermore, you don't really decrease the amount of pain you suffer if you break up. Yes, technically you avoid a divorce, but the pain is the same whether you divorce or break up after living together for a while. You may have less paperwork, but you'll have just as much pain. Plus, should it really shock you to know that people who don't enter into a marriage commitment are less committed and are more likely to break up, cheat, and abuse or be abused? Hello, McFly. It seems perfectly logical to me that people who refuse to commit are less committed. Duh. This week and last week, the subject has been lies. Let me end with a word about truth, because the most effective weapon for battling lies is truth. So the next time you find yourself starting to buy into a lie, remind yourself of the truth. Repeatedly, preferably out loud. Truth. I do not have to be married to be happy and fulfilled. Truth. All the good ones are not taken. Truth. Living together before getting married is not great for your marriage. And going back to last week, truth, having sex is not necessary to attract a spouse. Truth, being great looking is not necessary to attract a spouse. Truth, having lots of money is not necessary to attract a spouse. Don't let believing a lie lead you into doing things you'll regret later, ruining your singleness, or messing up your chance for a great marriage. Live true. Thrive on. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at ThriveSingles.com. And thrive on. There's more to life. You gotta grow. You gotta thrive. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You gotta thrive. There's more to life than to just survive. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive.